Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As you know, critical race theory has been a big subject lately as far as it potentially coming into our schools and changing the course of what we teach our kids, which at first glance, you're like, what is this? And then you take a further look. It's like, oh, my gosh, you got to be kidding me. Out. Let's go. No. Ashley Smith Thomas joins us now, political strategist, about the Biden Education Department and how far left they are with this anti-whiteness stance that they're taking. I mean, good morning, Ashley. Thank you for coming in.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. You know, the idea that white people are cognitively disabled by virtue of being born white, I mean, and have to receive therapy by learning tenets of critical race theory, I mean, that's a racist move there just in itself and a ridiculous belief that we've got to go through that and teach our kids all about this. To me, when you see little kids playing out in the playground together, black and white kids, and they're getting along great, next thing you know, they get to the age where they have to go to elementary school and then into junior high to be taught this curriculum. To me, it's like, well, wait a minute, we were getting along just fine. Now you're teaching that I need to have some hate in my heart here. I just don't get it.
No, absolutely. And that's such a great point because it's like what Martin Luther King Jr. said, you know, judge not by the color of one's skin, but by the content of their character. And the whole premise of the critical race theory is to teach children of color that they are the victims, that they are the oppressed, and that children who are white, they are inherently racist and the oppressors. I can't tell you how many parents, especially through my organization, I cannot tell you how many parents I have met, particularly here in Texas, who are very concerned with the push of the critical race theory that is taking place because they're starting to see that their kids that have grown up with their best friends for years are now getting uncomfortable because they don't know how to interact with their friends because of this whole teaching of the critical race theory, because now children think, oh my gosh, okay, am I racist? Is this who I am? Am I an oppressor? And it's altering how they're thinking and it's infecting their relationships. Now they're fearful to talk to other kids because they don't want to be deemed a racist. And it's a very racist curriculum. And what is really interesting in and through all of this is the fact that the Department of Education got basically caught last week promoting a guidebook that was by the Abolitionist Teachers Network. And their whole guidebook was talking about, it's basically critical race, but they were talking about disrupting whiteness and removing the social emotional learning because they deem it as policing and criminalizing and punishing and controlling black, brown, and indigenous children to white norms. They also believe, they talked about ending the standardized testing, hiring more abolitionist teachers, and removing police officers from schools, and offering, quote, free anti-racist therapy for white educators and support staff. So obviously, you know, last week, former Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, slammed the whole guidebook and had mentioned that this is a very radical administration, but also that the critical race theory, as she put it, was or is twisted and warped view of America. They completely destroy our history, and then they shame kids, particularly who are white. And so I'm thinking, okay, you're wanting to combat racism, but actually you're pushing racism because you're now targeting specifically white children.
Absolutely. And you see time and time again in different school districts around the country, they are now hiring diversity, quote unquote, coaches at the tune of six-figure salaries to come in and push this agenda that we've got a major problem with racism in this country. Do you think this all stems from the George Floyd situation and what we saw around this country in liberal-run cities with the violence because of one bad apple in a police department? It turns, you know, from one incident like that into let's throw the bathwater out with the baby in this whole thing as far as defunding police, get in there and take over city halls, fight, fight, fight. And the majority of Americans are going, hold on a minute. You're trying to make us sound like racism is how we live our country and how it was founded. It's so ludicrous to me. Do you believe that that's where it all started?
I think, honestly, a lot of it started under the Obama administration.
Well, that's a good
President
point.
Obama, when he came into his position, he was feeling, I believe, a lot of these racial tensions because, I mean, you had Michelle say that she was not proud to be an American. You had him doing his community organizing that he was so good at doing, and it sparked and fueled these flames. And I think that what happened to George Floyd is what then just accelerated it. It caused the acceleration of what President Obama was trying to implement during his administration.
Very good point. Ashley, very, very good point. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right about that. It was the ignition of a booster rocket from the Obama era. Absolutely right. It's got to stop because it's completely false in what most of America believes about this country, that we are not a racist nation. Thank you so much, Ashley Smith-Thomas.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.